안돼 이게 바꾸 멍청한 결국 검색해야 약간 바뀌 그러면 바뀌겠지 엘피 웨인테 11AM 이 도프트 키리 남미라 꿈까지 엘피 세컨 웨인테 에브리원 11AM 커뮤니언 스타디 엘피 튜즈데 8AM 카운슬링 엘피 프렛 프라이데이 오브 투몬 10PM 나이트 오브 프렛 엘피 세컨 안톡 폴데 오브 에브리원 3PM 쿨 오브 킹덤 미니스트리 온 다 리더십 오브 더 제너럴 마시아 오브 이불 안드로 퀸덤 미니스트리 인터내셔널 에스펀저리 Enfin, la compte a dit le chico qui est noté de la langue au double cantaro. Avec si qu'un papo, aucun autre vous commettez rien à l'emprunté. Voice of Press, on est bien sur le radio, Radio 5FM, every Monday at 7:30 PM. Pour un wireless, please call 010-6756-4001. You can like us on Facebook at Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry. Visit us on our website, eagleanddovewisdomministry.com. Visit us on YouTube at Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry. Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Pioneering the rest of the Lord around the world.
This is Jesus. This the Lord. Welcome to the Voice of Christ on ABS. It's 8:05. It's time. Let's pray. Internal Rock of Ages, we honor your name for who you are. You are the first, you are the last. Thank you for the platform you've given unto us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. Mighty King, we love you, we honor you. Thank you. Thank you. The anointing of life gives his life through me in union as one speaks to us that in all we have every cause to say, I love you to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. It's time, call your neighbor, call your friends. Let's eat at the king's table. It's time. I want to talk about what we began last week, the sanctified imagination, part 2. Sanctified imagination, part 2. What is sanctified imagination? Because it's very, very core to, last week we talked about using the Word of God to tune our imagination. Very important. Using the Word of God to tune our imagination. And this week, want to take it a step further in another facet, in another direction. Praise Master Jesus. The second way to tune our imagination to God's frequency. In Ephesians 1, 16, 17, and 18, Ephesians 1, 16, Paul said, I remember you constantly in my prayers. Our translator says, pray this prayer always. That means there are prayers we pray always. One of them is Ephesians 1, 16, 17, 18, 19. But for the sake of emphasis, verse 17, we're looking at sanctified imagination, part 2. Sanctified imagination, part 2. In Ephesians 1, 16, Bible said, remember you constantly in my prayer. That means pray this prayer always, constantly. Then in verse 17, Ephesians 1, 17, the Bible said, I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to us the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. To know him through my deepening intimacy with him. Verse 18 said, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of my imagination. That word eyes of imagination also means the eyes of my innermost being. It also means the eyes of our heart, the eyes of understanding, flooding us with light until I experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, that is the wealth of God, of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his Holy One. If you look at that verse 18, he said, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of my imagination. That means our imagination, there is an eye. There's an eye in our imagination. Bible calls it the eyes of imagination, or the eyes of our heart, or the eyes of our understanding, or the eyes of our innermost being. For a reason, it's like flooding us with light until I experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. The question should be, what is the hope of his calling? Why? What did God have in mind before he called us? What was his intention? That's what it means. What was his intention? It's found in the scripture in Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Verse 30. Whom he predestined, then he called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. In other words, the hope in which God called us is that we might conform to the image of Christ. The conformity to the image of Christ is the hope of our calling. He that he predestined for us to conform, he that he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. That means the reason, the hope of his calling, why God called us in Christ, is that we might conform to the image of Christ. Praise God to Jesus. Then if you go to Hebrews 1:3, Jesus said, I am the brightness of the glory of the Father, the express image of the invisible God, upholding all things by the word of his power. If we remember, in John 20:21-22, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. The Father sent him to become the brightness of his own glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Jesus said, by the same way I'm now sending you. In other words, he is not sending us that we might become the brightness of Christ's glory, the brightness of the person of Christ, the express image of the person of Christ, upholding all things by the word of the power of the indwelling Christ. In other words, the hope in which God called us is to be the express image of his person, the person of Christ, the brightness of the person of Christ, and upholding all things by the word of the Messiah. This is the hope in which we are called. Now, as we pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of our imagination, the Bible said, flooding us with light. He said, that flooding will continue until I experience the full revelation of the hope of his covenant. That is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his Holy One. In other words, one of the ways to tune our imagination to resonate at the same frequency, the frequency of the divine, is to use the word of God. That is 1:2. Then pray Ephesians 6:17-19. What does it say? He said, I pray that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, impart to us the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in a deepening intimacy to know him intimately in a deeper way. Verse 18, he said, I pray that the light of God illuminates the eyes of our imagination, flooding us with light until we experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, which is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in his Holy One, which is Christ in us. In other words, the more I pray that prayer, the more the light of God floods the eyes of my imagination, that I may see me, that I may see Christ in me, because Christ in me is me in the mind of God. Let me repeat this statement. Jesus is God's mind completely made up about mankind. In other words, if God is, Father is seeing Jesus, he's seeing the image of the man, the humanity, the image of humanity is fully expressed in Christ. In other words, as the eyes of my imagination is illuminated with light and flooded with light, that I may experience the revelation of who I am, which is Christ in me, is truly who I am. That's my true image. That's my true identity. In other words, the more I experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, what is the hope of his calling? That he predestined us to be conformed to the image of the Messiah. That means the image of God in us, the image of Christ, is actually Christ in us, is his image. The brightness of God is the person of Christ in us, praise Master Jesus. Once that light illuminates our imagination to experience the revelation of the hope of his calling, the revelation of a facet of his image, Christ in us. If you read 1 John 3 verse 2, there's something there. 1 John 3 verse 2, it says, when he is made visible, he will look just like him. If you read it in New King James, New King James put it this way. He said, when we see him as he is, remember, when we see him as he is, we shall be like him. What does it mean? If any revelation or aspect or facet of the image or the character of Jesus Christ in us, we see, we become the full manifestation of that reality. That's what it means. Any aspect of Christ in us, we see. Any dimension of who he is that we see, we become a living reality of that aspect of who he is. Praise Master Jesus. If you go to 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, we're talking about sanctified imagination part 2. The first one is using the word of God to tune our imagination. Now, Bible says pray a prayer. What kind of prayer? That the light of God will illuminate the eyes of imagination, flooding us with light, until we have the revelation, the full revelation of the hope of his calling. What is the hope of his calling? He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus. In other words, to be the brightness of Christ, the express image of the person of Christ, upholding all things by the word of this king. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, Bible said, with unveiled face, we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, which is Christ in us. We have been transformed, transfigured into the same image from glory to glory. What does it mean? As we behold in a mirror, you know quite too well, if you have a mirror, a natural mirror, if you look at that mirror, you will see your image, you will see your person, your image in that mirror. But when you look at the mirror of the glory of God, you will not see yourself as you are. You will see the glorified Christ. The Bible said, as we look at that glorified Christ, there is something that that's what they call quantum entanglement. That quantum entanglement, the very thing that was found in the person of Christ will be shared. It's like a transfer. There's going to be a transformation or a transfiguration. As we keep on looking, we'll be conformed into that image. It's even found in the natural thing that we do. If you look at, maybe you're seeing a movie and you keep on seeing that movie, or you are in an environment and they use a particular kind of language, before that was happening, you start speaking the same language. Why? Because the very thing that is found in that ecosystem where you are will begin to find expression. You will transform into the same image. The Bible said, the more we look at Christ in us, who is the glory of God, we shall be conformed into the same image. The more we behold, how do you behold him? The revelation, you start from the realm of human, as you start, Bible said, God is light, Christ is light. As you put that image of light in our imagination, hold it. Bible said, the light of God will illuminate the eye of your imagination, that you might see the revelation of his facets. So the more we see that facet, different facets of who he is, the more we are conformed or transformed or transfigured into the same image. From one level of glory or degree of glory to a higher level or degree of glory. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. I will use an example to portray, because, for instance, one day, I was praying this prayer of Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. I prayed that prayer. As I was praying, suddenly, I had a revelation of my 2 feet. You know this kind of thing. Abraham is seeing me where they are cooking, like a place they are doing ceremony. If they cook and cook and cook to a certain extent, the charcoal they are using was so reddish. That kind of image. It was so reddish, my 2 feet. Was so reddish in color, like a coals of fire. I looked at it. Instantaneously, I asked the Lord, what does this thing mean? Because I've seen my feet in that form. What does it mean? Suddenly, I was illuminated. The Bible said in Revelation 1, verse 13, 14, that the feet of Jesus is like a gleaming. The feet of Jesus were gleaming like bright metal, as though they were glowing in fire. Praise Master Jesus. And as I have that very revelation of that hope, that image of Christ in me, because my feet is the feet of the Messiah. What does happen? The Messiah, his feet began to be revealed via my own feet. As his feet is began to reveal via my own feet, my feet was in that form. As I have that revelation of who I am, in that too, from that day, you might, if you have come around us, you might hear the statement, Timo Adam Mitebu, I will place my feet on your feet. No matter what that thing is, that thing will completely dry up. Why? I have a revelation of the image of Christ, the person of Christ in me, that his feet is this way, and that feet is fully revealed on my 2 feet. Praise Master Jesus. You remember his scripture that says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. That brings me, because that fire you see is connected to an angelic realm. That angelic realm is called the pillar of fire. Or they are also called the angel of the feet. There is an angelic structure called the angel of the feet, the angelic shepherd messenger of the feet. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, any revelation of Christ in us that you have, that revelation of Christ in us is connected to an angelic realm. Naturally, those angelic messengers will start connecting with your life and everything you do without you praying about it. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, once the eyes of your imagination is illuminated, many of you have been praying. Sometimes you are praying, suddenly you begin to have a vision of water, like a waterfall falling. You don't know what to do with it. That waterfall falling is just not, it's not just a waterfall. No. Bible said in the book of Revelation 22 verse 1, that out of the throne flows a river of living waters. A river of living waters. That, yes, is also connected to an angelic realm. As you have that revelation of the river of the living waters of life, consciously, everything that is connected to that realm of operation will be connecting with your life and the functionality upon the face of earth. The eyes of my imagination, no matter what you do, you can't take me out of it. I am sure. I know it, and I know it is not by cramming or what I see in the scripture. I'm now the manifestation of that truth, of that reality. Bible calls us the living epistles, the living letters, the living epistles. In other words, Bible is not meant to be crammed. It's meant to, as we see it, we hold it, behold it. As we behold it, that the reality of who inside of us will be revealed in our physical form. And as it's being revealed in our physical form, will become the manifestation of that truth. The more you tune your imagination using the word of God, that is 1:2, by praying Ephesians 1:17-18, that your imagination will be flooded, your eye of imagination will be flooded with light, illuminated with light, flooded with light, that you might have the experience, the full revelation of who we are. The more we have the revelation of who we are, which is Christ in us, the more every nonsense that is found in our imagination will be completely swallowed up. Praise Master Jesus. Many of us have seen, as you are praying, suddenly you saw a flying eagle. You don't know what to do with it. A flying eagle soaring. You don't know what to do with it. In Isaiah 40 verse 31, the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord, if you read it in proper translation, he said, those that are intertwined and entangled with the Lord, because that word wait means to twist, to entangle, to intertwine. Those that wait upon, that means he's talking about union experiences. The more you enter into union experiences, he said, you shall be like, you shall put up wings like an eagle, and you shall fly and soar. What does it mean? As you see that aspect of who God is, one of the four faces of the living creatures, as you see that aspect of who God is, you become the manifestation of that truth. And once you become a manifestation of that truth, you become a principality in that realm of operation. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now will only find expression if you are in Christ. Only in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. If you're here to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior, just place your hand in your chest. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, I believe my heart, you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. I receive eternal life into my heart. And I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I abdicate my heart as your throne. Live in my heart more and more, forever and ever. I'm immersed in the spirit of holiness and in fire. Amen. This is prayer in Hebrew. When you're not sure again, I can live another man. In one name, this no one will believe you. It is on loop. It was a young man in the time. And I'll come into a baby. Amen.